Yeah, man. We are living the EDBL life. Eat, drink, and be local. Inspired by locals and all about organic growth. Stay hooked at edbllife.com. Thanks for tuning in to the EDBL podcast.
Yeah, man. You are tuned in to the EDB Life podcast. We are live here at Papa's Raw Bar in the bowels of the barrel room.
The bowels.
The bowels. I brought it up again. Right? So we're here with an anger. Here with an anger today. So I had to go deep
in the water. Serious.
An angler.
With,
I'm not the angler.
With my partner, Matt Smith.
What's going on, guys?
EDBL
I'm
angler.
Back.
We're living the EDB Life and a co-host, Mac. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Glad
Mac
to be
on the
here.
Radio, Mac on the podcast. We're here with somebody special. You might be the biggest celebrity we've ever had on our podcast yet.
Don't tell me that.
Don't you want to tell me your own name?
The pressure is on.
Don't be nervous.
Want to introduce yourself, Michelle?
Hi, my name's Michelle Dalton, also known as Bombshell.
Tell us how you got it. Let's just start off. How did you get the name? Because there's other bombshells out there, but you are the bomb. How did you come up with this name? How did you get involved in fishing? And then tell us about everything else you do.
Everything. My whole life story. The name Bombshell came from, I don't know if a lot of high schools do the powder puff cheerleading thing, like where the guys are the cheerleaders and the girls play flag football or whatever. The name of my shirt, in the back of my shirt, was Bombshell. So I don't really know. I think my friends kind of came up with that one. Blonde Bombshell. And
Bomb. Okay. There you go. Yeah. That makes sense.
And then the play on... Michelle, C-H-E-L-L-E. I started fishing when I was 6 years old with my dad, mostly freshwater, and got into saltwater fishing when I was in high school, and eventually fished a lot of tournaments locally and started winning. Took a little while, but had a couple wins there, and then I eventually picked up sponsors and had everything basically posted on my whole life on social media now. So
it is.
Yeah. Can't escape that life.
You have a lot of followers. There's like we were supposed to have a little crowd here today. Some of your fans, or one of our friends, their kids like loves you, and they're like, the next time Bombshell is at the restaurant, please let us know.
they're in school. Banging on their glass out there.
And there's a few grown men as well that wanted to be here, but we had to make sure we had security.
Was it you, Matt?
It was me. Sorry.
Now, when I tell everybody that you're a world record holder, do I say that? I just learned that I'd refer to you as an angler because a fisherwoman's not a.
Yeah, I don't actually hold any world records.
What?
I've been very close to a few.
Okay, what were those?
Panama, black marlin. I was 3 ounces from the state record, peacock bass. So that was a bummer.
So I can't say that anymore?
No, don't say it at all.
Oh.
So who's the guy? He's got 3 ounces on you on this fish?
I don't know.
You got to find that guy.
We just put a couple weights in there.
We looked it up real quick, and it was like... Dang it, I should have just put it in the live well, maybe.
Yeah, just step on the scale with your big toe a little bit.
Eat him a little bit of bait.
So you are a world-renowned fisher, woman,
yes.
Angler.
Yeah.
Angler, because there's no better word for a woman fisherman, right?
Yeah, angler.
Angler, okay, I'm learning.
Lady angler, female.
Lady angler.
Sounds
lady
so angler. Fancy.
The lady anglers club.
And now you do your own charter.
Yeah, I charter about 3 times a week with my buddy Mark, so...
Captain Mark, what's up?
Captain Mark the Dario.
Yep, he's the
Hi,
man.
Hi, Mark. He's my buddy.
And you're charting 3 times a week. You're out in salt water, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What are you normally catching out there?
This time of year, sailfish season. The bite is hot. But we catch a lot of mahi, wahoo, kingfish, tuna, sailfish.
And how many tournaments are you doing now? You still do a lot of them?
I do a few, like... out of the country, Cabo, in Costa Rica. Most of them are local here. I'd say probably about 15.
Wow. And let's talk about some of your sponsors out there. Let's give them some credit. How'd you get involved with them?
Pelagic was one of my first sponsors, and that kind of started off. It was early into their female apparel line. And I guess they were kind of looking for just ways to advertise it and promote the line. And so he's been a male associated, obviously, with fishing brand. And I guess they just saw a little potential in me. I started posting things on Instagram. And, yeah, they reached out to me. So I started working with them, was helping them with, like, product development and giving them my feedback. And then eventually, I just kind of picked up more sponsors through tournaments.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Any other sponsors you want to shout out to?
I have way too many.
You do
that's
have
a good
a lot.
Thing.
You're putting me on
that's
the spot.
That's a really good
you
thing.
You have a lot. You are one of our brand ambassadors, and we're so proud at EDBL Life. And you're my
favorite sponsor.
Oh, wow. Well, we love Pelagic. You know, this podcast is powered by Pelagic. We get together with them once a month, and we give back to the community. So it's awesome whether Tony picks a local charity fundraiser or we do. We have one fun coming up, the Candle Sense that we did out there a couple months ago. Yep. So we're going to bring them out in January, and we call it Pelagic Nights. Every Friday, our whole team here wears Pelagic gear.
Yeah, we're decked head to toe in the black Pelagic.
Yeah, we have our own custom line with them, with Eat, Drink, and Be Local on the sleeve.
There's
on the
Pelagic
chest.
Roll.
A Pelagic here. Roll. Yeah. There's a bombshell roll.
Oh, yes.
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 It is fire. Favorite rolls. It's on the Sexy Mama list. Perfect place for the bombshell.
I just love when people order the bombshell roll and they take pictures and post it. I'm like, yeah.
That's my roll.
Yes. That's mine.
I know, you're famous.
And then I get
here.
Jealous because I'm not there eating it.
Well, you're here a lot.
You're on the boat.
You know.
And, you're on the boat.
I'll make my own at home.
Right, and speaking of that, you have, besides, where do we follow you on Instagram?
Where?
Yeah.
Bombshell_fishing or bombshell_cooking.
Cooking, that's why I brought that up. So talk to me about this cooking. Because it's not just the seafood that you're catching. I see you cooking a lot of stuff. I know you're working on it. Am I allowed to say what you're working on?
Yeah.
You're working on a cookbook?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it. How
it's
the hell did you get
into
cooking?
It's been like a good 3 years that I've been working on this cookbook. It will come out, I promise.
That's all right.
To my followers who ask me every single day and remind me that I have not finished that. But yeah, I love obviously a good
hook and cook.
But I cook everything. I like, you know, all cuisines, and I like my tacos, Mexican food, and it's come to the point where I'm just kind of disappointed when I go to restaurants. Like, you just don't get what you want. Aside from Papa's Raw Bar, obviously.
No, I feel
amazing.
You.
But anywhere else, I mean, I'm just always disappointed in fish tacos, or it's not even the freshness of the fish. It's like everything just seems so plain.
And so this passion for cooking, is it also like therapy for you? Do you really enjoy it, or are you just trying to get a good meal?
Yeah, it's a passion of mine.
You got to be good at it.
Mm-hmm.
But you are good.
Yeah.
How many recipes are going to be in this cookbook?
I'd say probably about 100 to 150.
Wow. Any of them like family recipes or like just stuff that you've picked up personally?
I would say kind of maybe a play on like some family meals. But nice. My parents didn't really cook when, like, I was a kid. It was like shake and bake chicken and frozen broccoli. Here you go. Or like macaroni and cheese
shake
from the box.
Sounds like my house.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Easy. Just here you go.
Where are you from?
I'm born and raised in South Florida here, Coral Springs, originally.
Nice. I'm a Tamarack. So that little town, Tamarack, next to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Never heard that. Tamarack.
And Mac actually lives like a couple streets from me now.
I do.
I'm back in Coral Springs.
Are you?
I left Lighthouse Point last year.
And my cousin lives right down the street from Mac. Mm-hmm. That owns Papamigos.
Mm-hmm.
And they sponsor Captain Mark's racing team.
Yeah, it's racing team.
Yeah. The whole crew over there. You got to get with the Coral Springs crew.
I am.
Everyone's hanging out.
I went. I graduated from Terra Valley.
I know, but I'm saying, come hang out.
Where'd you go to high school?
Coral Springs High.
Coral Springs High. That's where the losers went. No, I'm kidding. That was rough. I know.
Mac, where did you go?
I grew up in Philly, so I didn't. Yeah, definitely not from around here. But
Matt's from Michigan.
I'm from Michigan. Yeah,
see,
Clarkson, small town.
Look,
it was cold as.
Everyone from Michigan lives in Florida now.
Or New York.
Florida. You know, after so many years, you can like put up with such a beating, the winter weather, you know.
Beyond the winter, like Michigan's beautiful.
It's great. There, you know, it's great to visit. Yeah, you know, you go there for a weekend, you can. But
even
you
like the
to,
summer lake life, you know, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, we were on the kayaks every day in the summertime.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. My whole family still is up there. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
So this all started off in lake fishing for you. I remember lake fishing and bass fishing. I never caught a peacock bass, though. Where do you find these fish? No.
Are they behind our house?
Basically every canal. Yeah.
Really?
Every canal and lake around South Florida.
Okay.
At least Southeast Florida, I guess.
Okay.
All the way up to probably north of Palm Beach.
And how big was the peacock that was 3 ounces shy?
It was just under 9 pounds. I don't remember the exact.
And that's like a foot and a half?
Wow. Yeah, about a foot in it.
Nobody can see us. Right
yeah,
now.
I'm like, why are you throwing up the hands? I'm like, we're not videos, eh,
baby. Are you showing the girth of the fish?
Why did you say girth? That's been a topic on the last two podcasts.
Maybe I should have taken you up on the cocktail offer.
Girth Wagner.
We are. That's where he came with his porn name, Girth Wagner. We know yours is Long Branch. I'm Rosario. You want to tell the world?
Wait, how do you get that name? I thought it was like the your first pet in the street you grew up on.
Okay. Yeah, we changed it around.
I thought it was your middle name and then the street you grew up
then
on.
Then I would be Lexi. Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
Lexi Hardoak.
I grew up Margate Banks Road. I'd be Lexi Banks.
That's a solid name.
Yeah. That is a very solid name.
That is.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Somebody might have that trademarked already.
You grew up on Banks?
Yeah.
Did you go to Roosters back in the day? Remember Roosters over
familiar.
There?
It was a little wing shop on Rock Island
and Southgate.
Okay, yeah.
And over by Banks, there's McDivitt's was out there.
Uh-huh.
Yep, no. My best friend.
No, I didn't go there, but.
McDivitt's passed there. Is that still a thing? Is it still like open?
A Carolina Club, I think it's still there. I don't know.
I pass by it all the time. And like no one's out there. I'm like, McDivitt's is such a funny name. It's like such a good name for like a golf place.
Yep, you know? It is. So what's next for you? The cookbook? What else you got? We're not wearing sleeves, but.
I don't know. I want to travel a lot this next year and just kind of hit every place on my bucket list and knock it out before I have kids.
Bombshell_travels.
Oh yeah.
Bombshell must travel.
Bombshell must travel.
There you go.
Bombshell_must travel now.
Now, before kids.
Yeah.
Or one place bucket list. Well, I got a lot of places on my bucket list, but.
Alaska.
Alaska.
Yeah, I want to fish in Alaska.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot of like that cooler freshwater fishing, like salmon, and you know, want to catch a halibut.
Have you ever been fly fishing?
For the halibut.
Yeah, I was about to ask. Yeah. Go for the halibut.
Fly fishing. I have a badass fly setup and I never use it.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the Bahamas, but the Bahamas gets a little windy and it makes it a little difficult to fly fish, so
I tried it in North Carolina and it was a game changer. I'm not a fish. Yeah. I get seasick and everybody wants to take me out on their boat and go fishing. They think it's like, oh, we're going to take the seafood guy out and show him a good time. But I get seasick. I'm not a great fisherman. I grew up bass fishing. So mm-hmm. It's like, you know, not that it's something I took serious, but I was just never a fisherman. And I went fly fishing. It was the best thing I've ever done. Working up the creek and in the mountains in the Pisco Forest. Mm-hmm. And you catch these little trout that put up like this fight because of the lines and the way everything's rigged. It was an amazing feeling. You hear nature, you hear the streams, you see a bear. I was there with a guide, which you can't do without a guide because I have no idea how to rig the hook or whatever you call it. And they know so well that they can look at a fish and say, you know, that fish is biting. Go ahead and put the fly there. Or you know what? Don't even waste your time. That fish is there. There's three of them there. They're not going to bite right now. And I'm like, well, how do you know that?
I don't even know what fly fishing is, to be honest. I'll be completely.
You'd be good at it. You're tall and lanky.
That's because you're from Michigan.
Is there a hook on the end of that thing that they're flicking around? Yeah, of course.
How else are you going to catch a fish?
I don't know if they're like agitating the water to try and get them.
The fish just jumps in your hand.
Well, no, you get them stirred up and then you throw their actual rod in. I don't know. That's kind of what I thought was going on. I feel
like a fishing pro now sitting next to you.
I've never been fly fishing though. You're not going to catch my ass out there doing
that. No, fucking bears. No. You need a guide so you don't get eaten by bears or
I'll go to Whole Foods or the Fresh Market and get myself a salmon filet. You know what I'm saying?
So, Bombshell, you have a lot of followers, like I mentioned, and this is full time for you?
Yeah. I mean, I take
you're a full time badass. That's sponsored and that's your work?
Half-time? Part-time badass, yeah.
What's your other part-time?
Tired.
We all
worn out. I need a break.
It doesn't stop.
Yeah, I mean, I handle all my social media platforms, my messages. I respond to pretty much everybody. I read every single message. So, yeah, it's time-consuming.
And how many people are following you now? Is it like close to 300,000?
I don't know. Give or take. Yeah, about 250, and then on Facebook, it's probably about 460,000. Yeah. Wow.
Does it ever get weird?
Oh, yeah.
Stalkers?
This is weird. Podcasts are weird.
Are they?
I mean, when you call me a celebrity, then.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're humble. That's good. You're our celebrity.
I consider myself a pretty modest person.
Well, we look up to you and you inspire us. So
I look up to you too, Troy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Do you take time? Do you have like a scheduled time when you like handle your social media? Because I try to do that too. Like take 30 minutes just to do it.
Yeah.
Or you try to do it all throughout the day.
It's not necessarily scheduled, but like I was texting Troy after my charter last night and, you know, he mentioned that.
And she's like, I thought it was Thursday.
Yeah, he goes, oh, remember the podcast tomorrow? And I said, oh, my God, I thought it was Thursday. And he's like, what? And I'm like, just kidding. See you at 3.
That was an early day that day. Yeah, we packed up.
I just wanted him to freak out just a little bit.
We did pack up early. That's funny.
Like, by the time I wind down from, you know, my day, and that's when I kind of catch up on my social media, my messages. And
are you careful on what you, like, post as a woman celebrity, in a sense, or, like, a creator? I mean, you're a creator because you're putting this content out. Mm-hmm. Are you careful to be like, okay, I don't want to make sure I get, you know, like, I was filming my kids the other day, and I was going to put it on Instagram, and I realized, oh, they have their shirts on, right, first off, where they go to school, and then I'm filming the street, and they see the number. So somebody can easily be like, oh, I can find you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I consider that. Like, I washed my truck the other day, and I just shouted out my car wash guy, and in the background was my house number. And of course, I'm like, okay, I'm going to cut that part out.
All right.
So I'll blur it out somehow in the story.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I mean, I know that a lot of, you know, the youth, they see everything. So there's always going to be people that judge you, whatever you post. I mean, it's never good enough. If you're in a bikini, it's like, oh, who wears that fishing or whatever.
You do.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, a lot
of
people do.
It's freaking hot in Florida. So, and then, you know, I don't like to post things if I'm cursing or whatever, you know.
Not on your brand, that type of thing.
Yeah, it's just, you know, kids see how that do you, stuff, and I don't want to be a negative influence.
How do you handle the negative stuff, or like even in the beginning, like how much did it affect you and how did you handle it?
I guess it depends on the day. I'm pretty used to it now, but yeah, I mean, it affects you. Negativity is like
cancer.
Yeah, it's positive comments are nice, but they kind of just, you know, right in one ear and out the other, and the negative comments are like it's just permeates your
Well, you
mind.
See that with a lot of people that have a lot of followers too. People are posting negative stuff just so they can get a reaction, just so they can get that and be like, oh, and then they're like, oh, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, and
like,
I have to remind myself that too.
Yeah, why would you say shitty things like that all so you can get recognized?
Like, oh, well, you still follow me.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, there you go.
So mm-hmm.
It's almost like, well, thanks for following.
Yeah,
thanks
I have to remind myself for sure that, you know, it doesn't matter.
There's always an opportunity to learn. And even when you're standing in a pile of shit, let's not stop there again. But whatever it is, there's always a learning experience.
Why are you standing in a pile of shit?
I know, because it smells. I don't like the way it smells. I want to check it out.
Such nice shoes.
See if my
shoes.
Oh, shoes.
I mean, you
it's
might
on the
step
shoes.
In some, but you're not going to stand there.
Stand in a pile of shit.
Sometimes I like to sit in my own shit. What's the best thing that's ever happened, like with a fan encounter?
I can't say the best. I really do enjoy, like, I've had numerous parents. It's always with, like, I love with kids, like having that experience.
She
with
wants
kids.
Babies.
No.
John?
Babies kind of gross me out, actually.
Really?
Well, not Scarlett. Hey. I know. Matt just had a baby and she's beautiful. No, like.
You've had good saves. Today.
Like the
food, the baby. Good job.
I'll let
like
that one
the,
slide.
The spit ups and wiping another butt. I don't know. That kind of stuff.
So no kids for you?
No, I want kids.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, not today.
Not today.
Got to go to Alaska first.
Got it.
That's okay.
Yeah, I want to travel first, but.
That's good. I love to travel.
Yeah. But anyway, when parents reach out to me and they say that their kids, you know, look up to me and they want to meet me, and when I do like some sort of surprise, like meet and greet kind of thing, and they're just absolutely like in shock and surprised and excited, and that makes my day.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
And it's good to see that. I mean, like, my daughter's not really into like fishing or doing any of that yet. They're still doing arts and like making crap that sticks to the walls and the carpet in the house, like the slime. They're all into the science slime stuff. Yeah, they love that shit right now.
How much art is on your refrigerator?
Oh my God. We have another refrigerator for the art. And then we have a pinwall because I don't want to throw it away. I've turned it into my dad, you know? Eventually, I want to frame some of these pieces.
Make a house.
Basically
slime and art.
That's what it looks like.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
That's going to be the fun thing. But it's nice to know that there's a female angler that if they want to go fishing, because it's a male dominated sport mostly, that they can look up to and be like, oh, and you have solid content that's, you know, you're not cursing. You're being, you know.
And that's changed.
I try not to.
Well, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, me too. I'm working on that. But there's lady anglers now everywhere. It's the game's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, social media definitely plays a part in that, I think. Whether it's, you know, giving female anglers more confidence to be able to get out there and do it by themselves, or just, you know, by posting it. Or
and now there are some anglers out there that are ladies that are just, they're not walking the walk. They're not the best fishermen. They didn't catch that fish.
Fake it till you
just
make it.
Just out there for
make
a while. It till you make it.
That fish was clearly bought at Seafood World.
You know, fishermen will do that. They'll have a bad day out there and they don't want to go home alone. So they'll come here and they'll tell, we'll get the real fishing story. And then they take home, because not too many places have, you know, like fresh whole fish.
Right.
You can still clear eye color and you can kind of get for the most part, we're day boat fish here. So we got this. We cut everything in house.
They go to Whole Foods, get a yellowtail snapper and hold it out for a picture.
Right?
In the parking lot.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. Get back on the boat.
Yeah. I mean, female anglers on social media tend to have a reputation of like, oh, your boyfriend or your husband caught the fish and did all this work and then handed you a fish for a picture. It's like, well, how many times would I do that and spend all my time on a boat just to wait for somebody to hand me a fish for a picture? What am I getting out of that?
And I've seen some videos of you. It's insane. Some of the sailfish or marlin that you caught.
Yeah.
It's crazy. What's the craziest fish story? What's the biggest fish?
Biggest fish would be...
Give me the biggest fish.
Yeah, it'd be about 500-pound black marlin in Panama. My husband and I went to Tropic Star Lodge and like...
Shout out to John. What's up, Mr. Dalton?
Hi, hubby. And it was awesome. Guy Harvey was there and he tagged my first black marlin. So I was in tears when
What's that mean?
They tag and release it for conservation. So, they measure it and
they put your name on it.
Yeah. I named like basically every fish that I've tagged Bombshell. So there's a lot of Bombshell fish out there in the water.
This is like Nemo. We need to make a movie. How many fish have you tagged?
Oh gosh. I don't even know. I've never counted, but I would say over 100.
Wow.
Well, I tend to keep them, not really release them if they're good fish, right. But yeah.
And then you don't tag them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to tag a dead fish.
No, I'm learning about this stuff.
Conservation.
I'm
not she tags them in her fishing, in her cooking book. Cookbook, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tag them there.
Tag them on Instagram.
Yeah. But it makes it interesting because you can find out like where they've migrated to, if, you know, how much they've grown. And
are you still following that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I was just going to do you get to follow all the fish? This is like an Instagram thing. Is this how Instagram started?
Instagram of the sea. It depends on the tagging.
That guy tagging the fish and following it. We're going to start Instagram.
Instafish.
Like, I do a lot of work with Gray's Taxidermy. They have a tag and research program. So, we get notifications and emails and whatnot. Somebody actually catches the fish that you tagged, and they happen to write in the number that, you know, it's on the tag. Huh. And then they contact you and say, oh, somebody else caught your fish. It was kind of cool because Mark and I were out on a charter not too long ago, probably about 2 months ago, and we had like a 21-inch mahi. Minimum to keep them is 20 inches. So it was just over legal limit, and we were just tossing fish in the boat. We didn't even realize that one of the fish that our clients caught had a tag in it until after we threw it in the cooler. So unfortunately, we didn't release that one, and, you know, probably should if you're tagging them.
Yeah.
but it was really interesting because we contacted the dolphin tag research, the one that was actually listed on the tag, and he said that fish was caught in Key West like 3 days before. So
oh, wow.
That means that fish, and it was under legal size limit when they caught it. So it had grown like 2 inches, 2 or 3 inches, and migrated, you know, 40 or 50 miles a day. From Key West to where we caught it right out here out of Flyhouse Point. So it's really interesting. Obviously, the Gulf Stream kind of, you know, pushes these fish up north, yeah, as they migrate through. But, yeah, fastest growing fish in the ocean.
Caught by Bombshell. Well, not Bombshell, but caught by somebody else. It was part of that fishing trip.
Caught by my client, but it was on the Bombshell.
Oops.
I told him what to do.
No. We still need to do a charter on your boat.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes, we do.
You said you get seasick. What do you do?
I can take some medicine. And it was the worst. I went on that last tournament for the Trash Can Slam that I did. We sponsored, so they took me on the boat. It's not going to be a big deal. And it was a terrible day. I got sick. I turned around and this little kid ate an Uncrustable that was all over the boat. And
there's something about an Uncrustable on boats.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
That's like the best thing to have on a boat.
Yeah, all my buddies during tournaments. I like do the provisions for the weekend and get all the food and drinks. Uncrustables are always like on the list somewhere. Oh, in there.
You can eat it frozen, hot, cold.
Are you allowed to drink on the charter too? Like, is there beer out there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't, but everyone else is welcome to drink.
That was a trick question.
I always say, please don't bring glass bottles.
Yeah, glass bottles.
Okay.
Do you have a lot of the fish that you've caught, like the prize fish, like the taxidermy stuff? Do you have that in your house?
Yeah, we have a golden hammerhead in our patio, a nice sailfish above our bar. I have I think it's 160-pound yellowfin tuna.
Wow.
Yeah. It's my... So far, my biggest yellowfin.
So, working, fishing, and then come home to all fish stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, we're gonna close it out with something big because there's something that I didn't know about Bombshell till recently, and it just takes the cake. She has a beautiful voice, the voice of an angel.
Oh, you sing?
She sings.
Maybe.
She really?
She actually,
I didn't know that.
She actually did like a little duo with Gary Groves. Shout out to Gary Groves, comes all the way from Miami, one of our favorite bands. In the
I
world,
did.
She's gonna. Gary's gonna get. Is it a Grammy?
A Grammy, yeah.
I love them. They're so sweet.
A yellowfin Grammy.
She's gonna get a Bombshell Grammy.
Yellowfin Grammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had.
Do you
fun.
Want to? Do you want me to really put you on the spot? Do you want to sing
yes.
for
no.
us?
Let's do it.
No.
Let's do it.
No.
Let's
do Matt, do you want to sing?
Bit.
Are we bringing Matt back?
Oh no.
Matt did Johnny Cash last time.
Yeah, I know.
Couple beers.
Yeah, I gotta have a few.
Yeah, a few beers. Okay, so you gotta go. Give us a little something. Just a little.
You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. I have no voice right now. I was yelling
amazing.
A lot yesterday when my client
recorded, but that was amazing.
My client got a sailfish yesterday, and I was so excited for them that I lost my voice.
I like Chris Stapleton, so that was a good pick.
Thanks.
Very, very cool. Nice.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Well, we've heard it all. Bombshell, you inspire us.
Thanks.
I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Everything that you do, we know who you are. We love what you do, and we will continue to follow you. We've already said it. If you don't know where she is, I know you do, but get out there and follow her, Bombshell_fishing, Bombshell_cooking, soon to be Bombshell_travels.
Singing. Singing. And Bombshell_will travel.
I got to merge all these pages into one.
Bombshell_no babies.
No.
I appreciate you guys and thank you so much for having me and thanks for all your support.
You got a mantra you want to leave us with today? Something that you try and do
every
day?
Eat, drink, and be local.
Oh man, we're out.
Oh yeah.
how about we're going to let you take us out and say that one more time. Thanks for getting out there and supporting local businesses. You're living the EDBL life, creating synergy amongst locals. Bombshell, tell them what to do.
Eat, drink, and be local.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. We are living the EDBL life. Eat, drink, and be local. Inspired by locals, designed by locals, and given back to locals. Connect with us now at edbllife.com. Thanks for tuning in to the EDBL podcast. Yeah, man. We are living the EDBL life. Eat, drink, and be local. Inspired by locals, designed by locals, and given back to locals. Connect with us now at edbllife.com. Thanks for tuning in to the EDBL podcast.